You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Have a special guest joining us in studio right now. She is Miss Burlesque Victoria 2019. A big welcome to Betty Bombshell.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
That was the crowd. That was a wonderful crowd. Thank you. I feel very welcomed. That's wonderful.
Lining up outside.
I know.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here on the show today. And I guess we want to start by talking a little bit about this show that's happening this weekend, Friends with Benefits.
Friends with
Benefits. Tash York.
It sounds like a great time.
It's going to be a ridiculous time. Like, it's going to be nice.
So what is this show? Tell us, what is Friends with Benefits? What can we expect?
So I was chatting. So Tash is one of my best pals in the wide world, and she contacted me and was like, yeah, we want to do this show. It's called Friends with Benefits. And I literally just said, I don't even know what it is, but I'm in. Like, I want to do it. That sounds... She's like, cool, all right, no, that's great, no worries. So it's a collection of us misfits, essentially, that she's just kind of like handpicked from around Melbourne. We've got some comedy, we've got some burlesque, and then we've got some beautiful sort of boylesque / music in there. This Vivian Fontaine, he plays violin. Oh, it's incredible. And it's just really all of us being pals, to be honest. It's one of those ones. It's a late night kind of variety show that's happening at the Butterfly Club. Tash is going to be doing some numbers, I'm aware. And that's the jam. It's just a really good time. You know what I mean?
And that's vaudeville show.
It's a lovely vaudeville show. Yeah.
Well, sometimes they're the best kind of shows, though, where, you know, the cast and everyone sort of just knows each other really well and has a good
that's
time.
It. We're all just really good pals, and there's going to be some hilarious, like, benefit kind of things going on in there. Ooh. She was, I'm not going to say anymore. You're going to have to come to the show. It's going to be a ridiculous time. It's going to be great.
So are you guys collaborating on acts, or is it, like, individuals but you just get, like, linked?
It's just a beautiful narrative running through. No, it's
complex.
It's a think piece. No, it's Tash doing what Tash does best. She's emceeing, she's cabaret, she's just being wild Tash York. You never quite know what she's going to do.
Just okay.
It's nice. But then it's just us doing our sort of very best acts, if you will.
Nice.
What we want to bring to the stage. It's all loosely tied together because we're all good pals.
Yeah. Do you find, you know, it's a variety show of sorts. You've got, you know, some drag talent, some violin, some comedy.
Yeah.
And of course, with your burlesque background, I mean, burlesque kind of does incorporate a bunch of different talents within that, right?
It's one of those ones, isn't it? I mean, there's so many different ways you can do burlesque. There's so many different bits and pieces, but the way I like to do it myself is comedy, striptease, narrative in there, just being an idiot a bit, which I think is good sometimes on stage. So it's just a big mixed bag.
Yeah. Good to not take yourself too seriously.
I mean, no one ever should, really. It's one of those things. But yeah, it's at the Butterfly Club, so it's our sort of second home, you know. It's a beautiful little hidey hole.
It's a really cool venue, that's for sure. A good mix of people, which is very, very exciting. So, I mean, in terms of what can we expect from yourself on the night? Like, do you have specific, like you said, it's the best of for the acts that you've done in the past?
I mean, yeah. So the act that I'm doing at the show on the weekend is the one that actually I did for Miss Burlesque Victoria when I won.
Right.
Ooh,
yeah.
So if you missed out on that, we
come
can come along
down
to this and see why
my
you're a winner.
Award-winning number.
Yes.
So I'm bringing that one. It's my sort of newest act. So the newest one, you're kind of like, I'm really into it right now. And the more I've done it, you know, the more it develops and you figure bits out. And this kind of crowd as well, I think I can be a little sillier with it and just get weird a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Let your hair down.
Just, you know, let wild. That's it. Just go wild.
We do like getting weird here on Big Breakfast.
I love
so
that.
You're in the right place.
North.
So now Tash York Friends with Benefits is happening at the Butterfly Club. It's this Friday and Saturday night at 8:30. You can get tickets at thebutterflyclub.com. And just look up Tash York, Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
Now, Betty, you're going to stay with us a bit longer and talk more about some burlesque?
Oh, let's do it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You are listening to Big Breakfast and we have the amazing Betty Bombshell in the studio with us.
Yes.
Miss Burlesque 2019.
Yes, bombshell by name, bombshell by nature.
That's me.
Here she is.
Oh, is that your actual slogan?
That's my tagline.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, I like it.
Why didn't I read that anywhere? I like that.
Do research, Rach. but look, you are so the reigning Miss Burlesque Victoria 2019.
I am.
But I want to go back.
Please.
Back to when you were baby burlesque. Uh-huh. How did you get started doing burlesque? Like, was that something that you sort of woke up and you decided to do? Did it come from, you know, where you were a singer and it led to burlesque?
Born with nipple tassels.
I'm worried about the idea of babies doing burlesque.
I couldn't help but think about that as well.
Right? As soon as he said it.
So I do. I just
comes out with a giant ideas. Ostrich feather fan.
Would be a sight, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You'd
be
like, that's probably how I was born.
It shouldn't, but I need to watch it. Like, it'll just be, it's that whole thing. No,
yeah, how'd you start?
It's quite a tale. It's about like 7 years ago now, actually. So I'm a ballet dancer. I'm a ballet teacher. I've done all that jazz, you know, through all the different
all
styles
that
of
jazz,
dance.
But ballet.
But hey. I did jazz. So I was quite good. So, and then I won. All right, we're going to go back into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I won a competition called Most Graceful Girl. I know.
Oh,
the silence
bless.
Is correct. It's like, oh, I did. And that's like, it was like the Olympics of what I did. It's called calisthenics. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes,
oh,
right.
Calisthenics.
I know.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. You should see the documentary. It's terrifying.
In Ballarat, probably.
In Ballarat.
Yep.
Royal South Street.
Yeah.
Oh, we should talk. That's nice. and then I kind of did that and I won that thing and I was like, cool, done with that. And there was a post on Facebook, like a random scrolling through, saying like budding burlesque performers that want to give it a go from a place called Burlesque Bar, which doesn't exist anymore, which is heartbreaking. Oh. But it was one of the iconic Australian sort of venues. It really just held it all together. There was a few around Melbourne, but that for me personally was the big one.
It was great.
It was incredible. And it was like a family. It was nothing like the movie, so just don't. And I hate that movie so much, the burlesque movie.
Burlesque, yeah.
I know. Everyone's like, is Christina here? I can't. And I just, it's the whole thing. But yeah, there was just this random call out and I sent through my like dance, my ballet resume.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's what needed to happen. And I was like, Plez. And they emailed me back saying like, yes, we'd love to have you. And I did my debut performance. And then it literally just went from there. I just did that. And I was like, this is a bit of all right. And I just kept going.
Yeah, right.
And here we are. Yeah, it's wild.
Fantastic. So you've had a lot of experience. Is it 20 years in burlesque? Is that right?
20 years in burlesque.
What?
Would you imagine? No, it's about 7 years in burlesque, but I've been dancing for longer than
I was
going to
say,
alive.
If it was 20 years in burlesque, then
could
yes, you were literally a baby burlesque.
It's a whole thing. No, 7 years in burlesque, about 7 years, and
okay,
then
yeah.
I've been dancing for about 20 like other dance styles.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite act that you like to return to?
I have a few. It's like on a rotation. There's not like a solid one. Sometimes if you just overdo it, like I have a favorite one, and I just do it and do it and do it and do it. And I'm like, I just pop that in the cupboard for a minute. It just needs to have a rest, get something else out, then bring it through. But I've got a few different ones that I love to do. It just kind of depends what I feel like doing at the time, really.
Mm. Yeah. Now, I have the advice from a professional. So in the most recent All Stars season, Bender LaCreme does a fantastic burlesque number where the nipple tassels end up all over the place.
So
and it was really funny. And to me, I was like, oh my God, this is great.
Yeah.
As a burlesque dancer, is that great or was that offensive?
I loved it. Okay. No, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, burlesque isn't supposed to be taken seriously. Like, it's not, you know, we're not going to watch the opera and everyone sits in silence or I don't know why I said that, but you know what I mean. It's like, it's one of those things that it's open to anyone and anything and any interpretation. And that was like a beautiful comedy twist on the classic burlesque. And it's Bender LaCreme. They can do no wrong. They're just incredible. I thought it was wonderful.
And I imagine a crowd that's laughing along and kind of cheering and getting really into it, that would be a huge motivation for you on stage as well,
it's
right?
It's such a thing. I mean, that's, for me, essentially, you're not like doing it for the applause, but you're trying to create an energy with the audience. You're trying to do that kind of back and forth situation.
Yeah.
So something like that, you know, people are expecting you to striptease or something like that. But then she just put this wonderful twist on it.
Yeah.
Mm. And the audience just goes, oh my God. Like, it's one of those ones.
I think it helps to just be a bit tongue in cheek.
Always.
Now, tell us about, you know, you are the reigning Miss Burlesque Victoria 2019. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
How does that competition go down? How does that work? What are the judging criteria for something like that?
It's just like a very showgirls moment. There's a lot of pushing downstairs. It's wonderful. Miss Burlesque, it's gone through a massive sort of rejuvenation. It was bought by new people. It was, you know, really sort of reinvented. So it's a massive process. Like any competition, if you're going to enter a competition, you're going to do it. You're not just like, oh, I'm just popping in because it's great. For me anyway. So for me, it was, you know, like 6 months of lead up, the new costumes, the new acts, the new concepts. There is a pretty intense judging criteria just like any competition, everyone has to kind of stick to a certain amount of rules, you know what I mean? Because it's a competition.
Yeah.
Mm. It's one of those things. So there's three sections. There's like your gown parade, if you will. So you're wearing an outfit beautiful. That kind of just represents you. Doesn't have to be a gown, but I wore like a leopard print thing, and it was great. I loved it. Had whiskey tucked away and it was just swinging on stage. It was wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, it was super fun. And then you have your traditional, which is like your classic burlesque.
Yeah.
And then you have your unique, which is your unique skill. Obviously tied in with burlesque, but your unique skill. And it's like the competition goes for like 10 to 15 hours. It's like a 4-hour situation. And it's just bang, 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 bang. Go, 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 go. It was at Max Watts. So it was a beautiful venue.
Yes.
So
awesome.
Good. Lighting was stunning. And it's enormous. It's just a massive event. And then if you win that, you go on to compete for Miss Burlesque Australia in Perth, which I'm doing on the 24th of August.
Yeah, right.
Oh, exciting.
I know, it's so soon.
It's been soon.
Yeah, it's going to be a thing. And I get to go to Perth where it's a bit warmer. Yay.
When you win that, do you get to go be Miss Burlesque World next?
Oh my God, could you imagine? I was stalking it on Instagram last night, right? So the Miss Burlesque brand is like, it's getting all around the world. There's Miss Burlesque Ireland, Scotland, Miss Burlesque somewhere else as well. I was like, imagine if there's enough of them one day, we can all compete in like the Olympics of burlesque.
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
I would go to that Olympics.
Oh my God.
That's a sport I could get involved
100%.
In.
100%.
And burlesque, to me, it's been around for a long time, burlesque. Do you find that there's kind of a renewed interest in burlesque today? Do you think that it's been growing over the years?
Yeah. It's one of those ones, like anything, it kind of goes through waves.
Yeah.
As much as I hate the film, when the film came out, that was a big boom.
Sure.
Because everyone, it was on everyone's mind. They loved, you know, the glitz and the glam of it all. So that was a great time. Before that, when I sort of started burlesque, it was coming to the end of the real big boom in Melbourne.
Mm.
It wasn't not there, but, you know, it wasn't really the thing. And it just took off. You know, people were making a living out of being a burlesque performer rather than something you do. As well as, you know.
Yeah.
It was enormous, hence why there were so many venues around Melbourne. There was just so much you could do. Everyone wanted to see a show.
Yeah.
Like anything, it's going to come down again. But it keeps going up and down. At the moment, drag is the thing that everyone's just living for, which is amazing because it's just opened up this whole other pocket of performers that maybe the world didn't know about or didn't even know existed. And
you could argue there's some crossover with those worlds as well, with drag and burlesque. They similar traits and kind of acts and things as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I'm 100% here for a queen who can bring it into kind of that burlesque world and bring something a bit, you know, new and different with it. I find it burlesque kind of ebbs and flows as kind of moral panic picks up in Australia. So when we're at a moral panic high, burlesque really hits that high point.
It's just booming. Yeah.
That where you kind of came at the end, I was getting involved in burlesque during that kind of high bit, and it was a lot of pearl clutching and, oh my dear.
My word.
Ugh. The monocle falls off into the champagne.
Exactly that.
Fantastic.
So great.
If you want to see Betty Bombshell in action, you can do so this weekend at the Butterfly Club. It's called Tash York Friends with Benefits. It's on Friday and Saturday night at 8:30. Tickets available at thebutterflyclub.com. Miss Betty Bombshell, thank you for joining us here in studio
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a wild ride.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.